morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is June the 14th, 2022. Well, in these devotions, I'm sharing with you what has blessed me in my studies from the day before. I don't know if I shared it with you or not, but in the recent past, I read a quote which mentioned that one of the greatest ways we can help missionaries is to pray for them. You know, most of us will never be a missionary. Many of us will never even visit a foreign country. Yet we understand it is still our responsibility to be a witness to the uttermost parts of the world. So how can we help in doing that? Our prayers can reach places where we cannot. So I've been thinking about how to best pray for foreign missionaries. So again, remember, our prayers can reach places that we cannot. So yesterday I listened to a podcast which had the chief of media relations for the Voice of the Martyrs as a guest. He was mentioning how the prayers of God's people sustain those who are facing persecution. On that podcast, he mentioned Hebrews 13:3. In that passage, the author of Hebrews encourages folks to pray for those who are in prison. It reads like this: "Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." This has encouraged me to think about praying for the persecuted Christians around the world. The Voice of the Martyrs has a website, persecution.com. On that website, you can find ways to pray for those who are persecuted. They even have an app, VOM Pray Today, which will help you in praying for the persecuted. Our text goes on to encourage us to pray for the persecuted, those who are imprisoned. And the way they encourage us to pray is to pray as being in prison with them. If we were in prison for preaching the gospel, we would be much about prayer. We would be dedicated to pray about our circumstances and situation, and we should be a good thing for us to do, to pray for those who are persecuted. You know, most of the time when we have a missionary come in and share their call to the ministry or whatever, I often feel guilty about not going to the mission field. They have been called, and I feel guilty because I'm not going. But you know, maybe I shouldn't feel guilty. Maybe I should just do what God has called me to do, pastor of the local church. Then, do what I can to help those who are serving, especially those in closed countries. Maybe my greatest gift would be the gift of prayer. Maybe that is the way that you can help the cause of Christ also and advance the gospel being spread around the world to the othermost parts of the world. It's by praying for those who are out doing the work, especially those who are in prison or are in bonds. Pray for them. Pray the Lord will encourage them and sustain them. Lord, today we thank you for those who are in love with you because you have saved them. Lord, we thank you that you are at work in their lives and they are dedicating themselves to you. God, many of them are in prison and maybe even facing death because of their ministry. But I pray for them today, Lord. I pray that you would encourage those who might be in a dark dungeon with your light. I pray that you would sustain their families in their absence. God, I pray that your grace would be great with them. I thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good day. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.